This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Good to have you all here. It's Aftermarket Weekly. We're going to talk to Andy Bizzub today. We're going to talk about consistency, common sense, all of that trendiness. Andy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Carm?
Good to have you here. Midwest Performance Cars, Chicago, two locations, of course, Chicago and then Northbrook, Illinois. And off camera, we just found out that, oh my God, you are going to have Shop 3 soon.
It's underway. Papers are being signed and gears are turning.
How cool is that? Well, hey, look, we're coming to you live from the Dorman OE Fix studio. So great to have Dorman as a continuous sponsor here on the show. Dorman Products creates hundreds of new automotive replacement products every month. Part of what makes Dorman so unique is their ideation of new and innovative products. They have dedicated teams all across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada looking for new product ideas. Since every solution starts with a problem, these teams of researchers, field analysts, product specialists, and contributors consistently visit repair shops and make field calls. Now, this is to best understand the problems the industry is facing. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Other times, experts take it an additional step, further solving what made the original part problematic in the first place. Solving for a problem is what powers the innovation engine at Dorman. Dorman Products has become an incredible engine for innovation. They are constantly bringing new replacement parts to the automotive industry, and they routinely release tens of thousands of parts across all different categories. Now, why do they do all of this? To enable technicians the freedom to fix their customers' cars and trucks. To do this, Dorman has dedicated teams focused on different aspects of the vehicle to ensure that they are meeting the needs of the aftermarket. Although a lot of their parts are reverse engineering of original equipment, they also redesign and redefine solutions such as their loaded knuckles or programmable electronic power steering rack. Dorman has invested in these OE Fix innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Hey, want to know more about Dorman? Visit DormanProducts.com/tour. Thank you again, Dorman. So glad to have them as a great sponsor here. We were just chatting off camera, which is, I think, so important. The industry gets a chance to listen to me and my crazy think and the discussions that I have with so many wonderful guests. And I think it's nice that I become sometimes their curious guy. Perpetual student is what I like to call myself. I'm always learning. And Andy, you brought me this topic, and listen, burning inside of me all the time, me and Ann will look at each other and say, where'd the common sense go in the decisions that people are making about life, things that are going on around them? Why do they ying instead of yanging? And I feel yanging is right. And I say, well, maybe it's because I've been around a little bit. I've got some more wisdom. I failed doing that thing over there. And now I know that it's the right thing. So guess what? Let them go ahead and do that. Let them learn from it and let them gain and grow their own common sense. I'm kind of lost when it comes to figuring out consistency in things we do and how it equates to common sense. Let's talk about it.
Where do you see common sense coming from? I mean, for me, it was the way I was raised, and I was allowed to make moves and fail and learn from them. And even though we have a very young staff, I'd say our average age probably is about 32 for our entire organization. They have a lot of common sense. They have a lot of common sense in the way they approach things, because I've tried to coach and advise and guide them in kind of that same way that I was given guidance and I was kind of brought up. And I think with all these newer ways of raising people, you know, everything's great, you're the best. That's not always the best way to impart common sense to people. So again, I go back to kind of the way that I was raised. What's common sense? What really makes sense to the way to do something? And it's kind of borne out in our company. So it's pretty simple.
Let me just throw these ideas at you. Let's just talk about them. Maybe we fail to have enough good role models. Maybe fear puts us in a position that we always want to be right, never wrong. And so we have the fear of failing and we're unwilling to accept that. And then do we go enough to the well, to our network, to our peers, and ask without feeling like I don't know? Because you got to find a peer that's willing to let you ask stupid questions.
Yeah, I ask dumb questions all the time. And I always tell everybody there's no dumb questions. But yet, if you're unsure about something, just ask. And I have no problem with going up to my team and saying, hey, I missed the boat here. I was wrong on this decision. Right? That's going to be a way for them to learn how to deal with things in the future too. In my shop, everybody doesn't have to be right all the time. So being consistent and employing common sense in your business, I think it's invaluable. Why I came up with even suggesting this topic to Carm was I read an article, this was back at the beginning of the year, about how Facebook is now was renamed to Meta. Well, the headline of the article, I'm reading it right off here. It says, prepping for more layoffs, Meta hands out thousands of poor performance reviews. So our industry has been battling a brain drain for decades, even before I was in it. Yeah, I mean, all of the trades have been battling this brain drain. It's tough to fight against these big employers that offer free meals and nap pods and ping pong breaks and all these other crazy perks that don't have anything to do with doing business. So now that all of these, and you've really seen it this year since these big tech companies have started to run up against the real recession and really tough business conditions, now they're starting to axe people as fast as they can. And that's the most cynical way to axe somebody. Give them a poor performance review and then say, so we're going to cut your positions. And Facebook, I mean, they've cut 11,000 positions this year. So now we're in a position in this industry where we're getting back to, I believe, a more rational way of doing business across the board. And I looked at this and I thought about, let's think about the ways that we can be consistent in business, not jumping on the hot trend, like with both feet. Let's look at things that are makes common sense, that are sustainable, benefits that we can provide to our employees that are of real value that we're not going to have to pull back on because, wow, we found out that we really can't afford to offer free food 5 days a week to the whole team.
Some guys do.
Some guys do. You know, and if you can do it and you can make that work, that's great. But my alarm bells go up when I see a lot of these new trends come out.
So let's go down that trend pathway. What are you seeing from anybody inside the industry? Let's just try to narrow it down to what we do here. Any trends that you say, it's trendy, it's not going to stick around, I choose not to do it?
Well, actually, one of the things that we started doing as a result of COVID was the concierge pickups and deliveries. I understand that some people may be able to make that work. In our market, that doesn't work. But something that we have done since even well before COVID, we started in 2017 offering ride shares to our clients, Uber and Lyft. And yes, we're in a more of an urban environment. There's a lot of Ubers and Lyfts around. But that's something that 2017, we're now on year six, and we still do it. And it amazes our clients. They don't have to wait for a shuttle driver. They don't need to stand around the office and fill out a bunch of forms for a loaner car. We just call them a Lyft, and within 5 minutes, they've got a car. They're in it, and they're on their way to where they're going. So, like I said, we did the concierge thing for a while during COVID when it was pretty necessary because there was a period of time around us that people were afraid to leave their houses. But we found that that wasn't really a sustainable way of doing business for us.
When I think of trends, I think of smart business, Andy. Smart business. And I want to introduce a trend. Paid for training, daytime, okay? And I want to tell you that this trend is just common sense. Agree or disagree?
Totally. Training is a total common sense and absolutely not a trend. It should never be a trend. It should be an ingrained part of your business. We focus on training a lot. And actually, one of the things that we've recently started, which has just been a great addition, has been today's class. It's a great offering where all of our people, they do about a 5-minute class every single day. It's gamified, so they score points. It shows where their strengths and weaknesses are, what they need to concentrate on in terms of furthering education. So they might be really strong with AC and with electrical diagnosis, but they're not so strong with fuel trims. So they know that, hey, let's work on fuel trims. But it's in this environment of really quick, easy bites. They do this daily training. It's very affordable. It's been a great addition. So our guys do training every single day in little small bites.
Well, I don't see trends that are that difficult in our industry, but I see movements, Andy, and movements to get involved with education, movements to apprentice programs. And so I want to take some liberty to call the word trend movements. and say that trends means it's here for a short time, and movements means we're really making a substantial statement, if you will, and something that has meaning to our business. Let's go to the movement thing, because I think let's get rid of the word trendiness. Let's call it movement. Consistency, common sense, and movements, industry movements. What do you see?
Well, let me tell you one thing. Because we're going to be opening a third shop, we're in hiring mode right now. And this sounds super simple and absolutely basic, but paying everyone on time is, it's amazing how many shops we're finding that don't.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Payroll is payroll. You get paid every two Fridays. How does that not be consistent?
We're talking to technicians from shops around us who payroll's either being missed, they're getting shorted on hours. It's not clear how they're getting paid. So it's shocking how many shops don't. I have this written on my notes. It's the first thing I have under consistency. It's paying everyone on time, which when I came to own this shop, I took over a shop that was dysfunctional back 9 years ago. And that was one of the biggest things was they would miss payrolls. And the first thing I said to everybody was, you will get paid every Friday for all the work that you do. And in 9 years, we've never even come close to missing a payroll. And that's number one. If you can't do that, I mean, so there's the cornerstone of consistency. Make sure everybody gets paid what they're due on time every week. So I'm just telling you, it's shocking how many shops that is not the case.
Well, you and I both know the reasons. I mean, it's just how it is. It's a company that's not making the kinds of profits and doesn't have the cash flow that necessarily gets the bills paid. And the most important bill for any company is payroll. Then next are taxes and down the line. And well, anyway, we could sit here and say it's common sense that says you do this. It's common sense that your labor rates will cover your costs. It's common sense that your gross. Anyway, I'll stop right there.
Yeah, you think so, right?
I'll stop right there because, wow, okay. Well, I didn't think that you were going to zap me with something like that. Hey, if you're with us by any chance on social media, please say hi, give us a high five and a like, share this with your friends. This will come out, this podcast with Andy. It'll come out this coming Saturday. We always make these a podcast on Saturdays. So look at consistency. Let's talk about that because I think consistency in the things that we do, the processes that we have, how we work with our clients and treat our people end up. Consistency, I think, becomes common sense in decisions that we make.
I consistently go to my crew for their input. Okay. That seems pretty basic. But when thinking about some notes for this episode right here, I wrote down my notes and then I hit up my people. I said, hey, look, here's the topic of the show. Let me get your thoughts. What do you think about consistency? And they sent me a bunch of their input, which was great. And one of the really big things that they all came up with was staying continually honest and following through, being true to your word when hiring and performing reviews. So you don't promise on a maybe we can or we will do this. Promise on what you can deliver and follow through 100%. This kind of ties into one of the great influences in my life was my father-in-law, who was just an outstanding businessman. And when I was putting together years ago, the first like bonus schedule for our guys, I went to him and I just asked him his thoughts about bonus plans and what he had seen that works and doesn't. And the first thing he told me was, you have to put together a bonus plan that is both achievable and sustainable. So a bonus plan that is so far out that guys can't make their bonuses, it's worthless. And a bonus plan that's paying at a rate that is unsustainable for the business is worthless too. Two ends of the extreme, neither one of them works. Right. So it is, think about the common sense way of putting together, you know, something like a pay scale or a bonus plan. And it's got to be something that you're gonna be able to stick with. You can talk to a potential employee, lay out, here's what our pay plan is. It's pretty clear cut, easy to understand because there's a lot of them that are really opaque, and then follow through on it. That was from our top tech. He said, staying continually honest and following through, which that's what he's seen in our organization. Is that we say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and we do it.
Makes all kinds of sense. I love the whole idea about talking to your people. Some shops just aren't doing it enough. Some owners just aren't sitting down because they're afraid of what, that whole fear factor. I'm telling you, we got to talk more about fear. We recently did with Dan Taylor as we were talking about.
Dan's a good guy.
Yeah, Dan's a great guy. We were talking about protecting your margin through emotional intelligence. It's all about what you do to protect and create your margin. And just the whole consistency piece with your people, asking them, not having a fear of what you're going to find out, because the things you're going to find out are going to be gems, like dollar bills falling out of the sky in a big bushel basket. And now you've got them. He says, what do I do with this that I have? And there are threads of some incredible ideas and policy changes and leadership pointers that you're going to gain from your people. And that, in my mind, helps you build consistency. And it also helps in the, I call it the V8 moment. You know, remember the V8, what we had a V8, duh. To me, common sense is the V8 moment. That input that you get from the world around you, your peer groups, your people, the industry, the articles you read, the podcasts that you listen to, and all this stuff comes in. And it's this big cauldron of things and ideas. And you know what? I think bubbles up to the top, common sense.
When you think about it, it's even on our website. On our website, we have a kind of a motto, but it's a message to our potential clients and our current clients. It says, we listen, then we advise, then we fix. So the way we deal externally is the same way we deal internally. We actually listen to each other. We're very good listeners in our company. And we listen, we take in the information, and then we let it percolate and we come up with either a new technique, the path that we're going to pursue, name any kind of issue that we're going to deal with.
Andy, listening is just plain old common sense. But how do you get your people to listen? What's the discipline, the rule, the training? How have you done that?
By listening yourself. I mean, I've got 15 people I can learn from in my organization. Why would I not take advantage of that? They're all coming from some area of expertise that may be better than mine. So it's the foolish owner who doesn't listen to everybody in the organization. I mean, everybody's got the potential to come up with great ideas. As we've talked about with our leadership training throughout our organization, everyone has a potential to be a leader in their area of expertise. So
I know this episode wasn't going to go into this listening thing, but I guess I don't want to ask my people anything because you know what they're going to tell me? I need a paycheck on Friday. How come I didn't get it? And those are issues that you just don't want to face. Now, I am probably right to think that the percentage of our top performers in our industry listen to this podcast just to continue to be fresh, to steal great ideas from an Andy Bizib guy, and that we're constantly bringing some of the struggling shop owners into the fold and let them listen and let them understand and listen to the coaches, listen to the owners. But you got to do something with the stuff you're learning from us. You just can't ignore all the great advice, all the great common sense that is provided. Let's classify that as wisdom, okay? Because my great wisdom on doing something today may change in 2 weeks because I discovered, played with a different way to do things, a different idea, and I'm constantly molding and blending the future of how we do stuff, especially the podcast. When I look back 8 years and I look at what we were doing in the early days to today, it's completely different. Thank God I wasn't stuck.
Yeah, 2014, when I opened the first shop, the way we do things now is so different from the way we did things back then. And, you know, we just try to incremental improvement all the time, right? Like you always say, if you can learn one thing, right? If the people who are listening to this podcast come away with one great idea or good idea, it's worth, what's the impact it can have on your business?
Andy, I don't think we're going to change the world here, you know, in a half hour podcast on consistency, common sense, that it should all trump trendiness and my word called movement. What's the next movement that I think we should pay attention to? But maybe we got a lot of people out there thinking and saying, you know, damn it, if there's anything I'm going to pull from this podcast, listen to learn just one thing, as you just said, and it was our theme ever since day one, maybe I just got to pull the people together, ask them one question, what do you need to do a better job, and shut up and listen and take notes.
Sure.
Oh my God, this was great. Thank you for motivating me to get up on my soapbox along with you. Appreciate it. Andy Bizib from Midwest Performance Cars in Chicago, two locations, Chicago Northbrook, and soon to be number 3. Can't wait to help celebrate you on that third store.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Good for you, man. Well, Andy, thanks for being on Aftermarket Weekly. Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.